Buonasera, Dave Jensen.
Good evening, Steelman Wagstaff.
I'm butchering my Italian. You know why, Dave?
We've got a true Italian aficionado who is, for some reason, not wearing his Italian sweatshirt that I'm used to seeing him in. What's going on, Spence?
Sorry, I put it away for the night. It's a little too warm today.
But how are we going to know
How
you're in the
dare
Fratelli, Spence?
you? You'll know by my actions.
Okay, you shall know my fratelliness by my actions.
That's right.
Spencer, welcome to Theme Songs, the world's
Thanks.
greatest podcast dedicated to music on a particular theme. This is our second episode. We have a lot to talk about.
Let's get things cooking, guys. This is theme songs number two, Spence. The first episode is climbing up the iTunes charts. People are just blown away by it. The response has been amazing. So I guess what
The
I'm
New York
saying is don't
Times,
blow it, Spence.
yeah, the New York Times, Spence, said that this is another serial, but better. So that was the New York Times.
I've been looking forward to this for at least 2 days.
Yeah, well,
So.
I'm glad you had your heart set on it and been preparing for such a long time. We want to
Hey, Steele,
go ahead.
what's our theme tonight?
Dave, the theme is this. That's not what I was expecting.
Oh.
I mean, your mind can really go a lot of places. A lot of times, you think you're expecting something, particularly when you see a band's name or you see, like, oh, in the old days, when you'd go to Hastings or you'd go to, I don't know, what was the local record chain, the used record store in CD store in your neighborhoods?
Hastings is fine.
Okay.
Yeah, they all have different names still, but yeah, go ahead.
All right, you go there, and I would just go to like the clearance bin, and I would just dig through, and first thing I'd be looking for was a band name that was like, oh, this would be an interesting band that I'd want to listen to, and then I'd look at the cover art or whatever. You couldn't always open the CD, and then you'd buy one. So Jack Bangert and I used to have this thing where we would just pick a CD each time that we thought we'd want to listen to, and then we'd try to pick the grab bag challenge where we'd go to the super $1 bin and try to buy a CD for the other person that we thought would be either really awesome or really terrible, based almost exclusively on band names. And one of the best things about this was when you thought you picked one thing and the music was not at all what you were expecting. And that's kind of the premise for the show tonight. That you hear a band or you hear a band's name and their music does not sound at all like what you were expecting based on the label, based on the name on the tin.
When your expectations are met or are unmet, it can be a very interesting experience. Still,
Psychologically, yeah.
the last time I got into a tilt-a-whirl, you know what the tilt-a-whirl is, Stillman? So, fair ride. You think, hey, I'm gonna get on here, I'm gonna get spun around, this is gonna be a fun time, right? That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, like you go, you have an adventure, you go home.
Yeah,
You
so
don't leave
I
any
jumped
body parts
on.
behind.
No. I got strapped in with the little metal bar, and I'm thinking, hey, this is going to be fun. And we start to spin, and my expectations start to go a little bit haywire. Suddenly, it's not fun. Suddenly, I'm extremely nauseous. And about halfway through the ride, I throw up all over the tilt-a-whirl.
How recently was this, Dave? You're an adult male at this point?
This is a while back, so I
Okay.
have not ridden a tilt-a-whirl since then. I have new expectations. My expectations now, if I get on a tilt-a-whirl, is vomit. At that time, it was fun, but things have changed. Now I understand. Yeah, I understand what the band is. I understand what the tilt-a-whirl's music is. It's terrible.
I think that's a good idea of like example of psychological priming, really. You just have to prime the pump a little bit.
That was like 5 years ago.
I'm probably closer to 20.
Yeah. All right, that's fair enough. Spence, you have a time where a memorable time where you had mismatched expectations with what really
Yeah, let me
occurred
set
and
the stage for you. This is, I think it was the day after Christmas,
Nice.
2008. Emmeline and I were going to Hawaii. We were flying out of Milwaukee.
Nice.
So we stay with Dan Jenajohn's mom at their house.
Kai's house.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Dan was there, but maybe not.
Why would he be there?
Yeah.
Come on, he don't need him to be there.
Well, anyway, yeah, he was there. So we stayed there. The Stouffer brothers come over for breakfast that morning, the next morning. We get up because we've got a flight at like 10 o'clock or something. And we're having pancakes. So the pancakes are put together. We start eating, and immediately I'm like, there's something wrong with this. It is extremely salty. And everybody is eating politely, but not eating very much, except the Stouffer brothers, who are just like wolfing it down. Totally oblivious to the fact that the sugar had been substituted for salt.
Boom!
And the best part, so Dan is thinking, he's eating these pancakes and thinking, my mom is going insane. So he doesn't want to say anything because he's embarrassed that his mom is just crazy.
Yeah.
And put salt in the pancakes. I'm eating it kind of wondering what's going on. And Emmeline's eating it thinking, oh my goodness, I put salt instead of sugar in the pancakes. And she didn't tell me until afterwards that it was her fault.
But the Stouffer brothers are just thinking.
The Stouffer brothers are just thinking these
free pancakes.
Yeah. These are great.
Okay, I've got a similar story. Go ahead.
Some people's expectations were met and some weren't. So yeah. It just depends on what your expectations are.
It's about setting expectations low.
I think that's one of the strangest moments, I think, for my mind and my body when, like, I'm expecting some kind of taste or sensation and you get something that's different, but it takes you a couple of seconds to process that this wasn't what you're expecting. That's the weirdest feeling. I hate drinking out of colored plastic cups, especially ones that are, like, translucent, because I'm like, oh, I think I know the fluid that's inside of it. I'm like, oh, I'm expecting it to be water. And then you sip it, and it's like something that's not water. And your brain is like, ah, do I hate it? Do I like it? And your mouth is like, you're about to spit out. You're about to gag. And you're like, oh, no, that was actually apple juice. And I didn't know because the glass was colored or whatever. That's one of my worst sensations. And I have a story about my mom with the taste sensation from her childhood. So my mom's walking down the street one day. She's a kid. She's like 7, 8 years old. And on the side of the sidewalk, she's like, oh, she sees a peanut. You know, like a circus Ooh. Peanut still in its shell. She's like, perfect. I love peanuts. Picks up the peanut, pops it into her mouth. She's going to crunch the shell and pull the peanut out. Except it's not crunchy and doesn't taste like peanut. And then she spits it out and realizes it's dog poop.
Oh, no.
So she runs home, spits it out, washes her mouth up. And then for the rest of her childhood, all of her older siblings call her Poopy Patty. And then again, when your expectations are wrong, sometimes things can take a turn from bad to worse, really, I think, is the moral of that story.
But sometimes they can turn to be great, yes. You know? Sometimes it's going to turn out the other way. And let's play some music. Yes.
We're going to try to not have bands that are like way worse than their name expects them to be. But certainly we're going to play songs by bands where you think one thing from the name and the sound is totally different. Who's your first one, Dave?
So I'm not going to tell you anything about the song or the music or the band other than the name, which is Los Campesinos with an exclamation mark.
Okay. They're like Modest Mouse clones, Dave. That's not Los Campesinos at all.
These guys are – it's a Welsh band. They're from Wales. Oh. A large group of Welsh children getting together, having a great time playing indie rock, indie pop music. And it's really fun, but you're certainly not expecting that.
Very misleading by the title. Very misleading.
What I expected from that which did live up to my expectations, was that it would involve a vocalist who was slightly off tune.
Just because Dave played it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that I think about bands that don't sound like their names in terms of types or categories. I was a librarian. I got some library training. I love cataloging things. And here's the first kind of entry in the bands that don't sound like their names catalog. It's bands whose names sound super hardcore or like they make death metal, and then their music is totally not that at all. There's a band called Destroyer, and they just make really sad, slow music. Primal Scream, not at all Primal Screamy. There's a band that's like Ellipsis, and You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead. Not at all hardcore. Godspeed You, Black Emperor, not that hardcore. T-Rex, he makes glam rock. My Bloody Valentine, it's just like noisy guitar, college rock. Death Cab for Cutie, maybe one of the worst band names ever, but they're not hardcore at all. They're like the tweeest, wimpiest band of the last 15 years. There's a band called Suicide. There's a band called Monster Rally. There's a band called Band of Skulls. There's a band called The Dismemberment Plan. Natalie Merchant was the lead singer of a band called 10,000 Maniacs, and she's like the sweetest bird-voiced singer maybe of my lifetime. There's a band called Savage Garden that makes dance music. I mean, I could go on and on about this. I think the biggest misnomer in the genre may be Massive Attack. They make really awesome trip-hop. That's not a name for a trip-hop man. But here's one that I think this both the band name and the song name makes me think this is going to be so hardcore, so soul-destroying. Are you ready?
I'm ready to be destroyed, yeah.
The Final Solution is the name of the band. And
oh,
the song is called I Don't Care.
Still, it is the final solution. If you're not to get you feeling groovy, it's the final solution right there.
Listen, if you're making music after World War II, you just can't name your band the Final Solution. You just can't. Unless you want people to think, oh, these are neo-Nazis that are like making black metal of the worst kind.
That took me right back to my days shopping at Lamont's department store with my mom.
The halcyon days of youth, huh, Spence?
I used to hide in the racks of clothes. That's like the memory that I had hearing that music.
Right. I love it. All right, Spence, who's your first? This does not sound like the band's name entry.
Dave and I must have been on the same wavelength going for names that sounded like, I don't know, mariachi bands or something. This is a band. So they're unexpected in a couple of ways. The first is the name it does not match the music, in my opinion.
Okay.
But they also just don't look like a band. Like the woman looks like kind of an elementary school teacher. one of the guys kind of looks like Steve Guttenberg, but maybe a little taller and more filled out. And then the third guy, I don't know, maybe he like looks like he fits in kind of a nerdy band. But they just don't. I wouldn't see them walking on the street and think, oh, those guys are world-class musicians.
Or that they're in a band of any kind.
Yeah. So this is Yo La Tengo, and the song is I Feel Like Going Home.
Yeah. Unsurprisingly beautiful, slow, sad song, Spence. Thanks so much.
And they're a really interesting, prolific group. I've tried to get into them, and anytime I listen to them, I really enjoy their music, but it's just hard to know where to start. They have just a wide catalog, interesting group. And yeah, there's some amazing photos. My favorite ones online are like they're each wearing a red T-shirt, and it's set up like
that one.
Like a Sears photo shoot or something. It's fantastic.
I think, Spence, what makes that such a perfect mismatch, misleading, is the name of that album as well. The album that that song appeared on is what? I Am Not Afraid of You and I Will Beat Your Ass is the name of that album. So you pick up a record in the bargain bin, and it's by a band called Yola Tango, and the record's called I'm Not Afraid of You and I Will Beat Your Ass. That is 0% what I was expecting, that song that you just played.
I have not heard the album version of that song, actually, so I didn't know what the album name was, but that makes me...
That's so fitting. You know, actually, Doug Clark, who Spencer knows, he used to be the bishop of the Madison Ward. One time I was talking with him early on in my time at Madison, and he said he was into music. I was like, who's your favorite band? And he said, Yola Tango. And I said, what? That was like, instantly I knew that I might be able to stay active in the ward for a couple of years, you know? And I went home, and I was like, I always knew that Yola Tango was cool, but I'd never, like you, Dave, I'd never really got into their music. So I listened to a couple of the Yola Tango records I had after that, and I was like, yeah, this guy's real cool. And I would always think about Yola Tango when he was conducting sacrament meeting.
So, guys, you may not know this about me, but I work in the medical field. You yes. aware of that?
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah.
Nothing we hate more on this show than medical malpractice.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. When you go to see a doctor, are you expecting music?
No.
You're expecting a sound medical opinion based on some type of firm guideline and evidence.
Absolutely. And
but
people work hard for their doctor to be called doctors. Some musician just walks up and claims that he's a doctor. It invalidates your 18 years of school and $300,000 of student loans.
Exactly. Like, you can call me Dr. Jensen Steele. It's okay. You can do it. I do have a doctorate. But Dr. Dre?
No.
He just claims the title because he's good with words? Or Dr. Hook?
Dr. Hook. What kind of doctorate does he have?
Hey, well, he does have a doctorate in hooks. He writes some fantastic hooks.
Okay.
But Spence... When you hear Dr. Dog, what are you expecting?
That, to me, that sounds like a children's cartoon.
Yeah. Like
he's
a friendly...
Like oversized goggles and a scarf.
Yeah.
And he's out. He's there to do good. He's going to do some good. He's going to teach the kids about health and maybe some pratfalls along the way, a little bit of comedy. Let's play some Dr. Dog for you guys. I saw these guys years ago, and they played this song, and... I couldn't decide if I liked them or not, but they played it. Wake Up is what it's called. I just laid there and I was born at the scene of a crime. Every witness, well, he was dead. Every morning.
I have to be honest, Dave. A minute in, when you heard them go, "Dake Hala," you knew you liked it. Come on, there was no rustling anymore. That was like that hit all your sweet spots.
By the end of the song, they're just like yelling, "Wake up!" And yeah, I was in. Okay. I was in.
Yeah, that is definitely not. I'm like, oh, Dr. Dog, what kind of music are they going to make? It's not what I just heard. That's a bit of misleading title. And Dave, this leads me to my next category of band names that I feel are misleading. And I feel like there's a set of band names that basically just straight up lie to you about who they are and what they're about. And often it has to do with their relationship to animals. Dr. Dog has nothing to do with dogs. Mogwai, for example. Those are like the furry cute things that turn into gremlins. Their music does not sound Mogwai-ish at all. Lamb Chop was a cute puppet. Their music does not sound like a ventriloquist puppet. The Pixies. That's a cute children's thing. It's like Tinkerbell was a pixie. Nope.
Sure.
Frank Black is not a pixie. Grizzly Bear. Not at all. Actual Wolf. That's actually a lie. No, the band is not
that's
an actual
so misleading
wolf.
Cat like you power, want to see a wolf at that show.
Cat Power. I'm like, oh, this is cool. It's going to be an uplifting thing for like cat owners about like self-pride. And no, it's like a real depressed woman with a cigarette hanging out of her mouth with terrible stage fright. The Arctic Monkeys. Now I would be excited to see a bunch of Arctic Monkeys performing, but it's just some guys from England. Again, super furry animals, super cute. Nope, just middle-aged Welsh guys.
Trampled and that's the problem with most band names is like, hey, this is really interesting. And then you find out, hey, they're just from the United Kingdom. That's all that's going on.
Kid Koala. Nope, he makes great music, but that name is very misleading. Eagles of Death Metal, super misleading name. Lamb of God, I'm like, oh, great. Listen to that on Sunday. It's death metal.
Oh, geez, come on.
Bad, Bad, Not Good. Actually, they're not. They're pretty good, I would say. I think they have a self-esteem problem. The worst one for this is Das Racist. I'm thinking, oh, no, neo-Hitlerian Germans, but they're actually these super cool multiracial hip-hop artists. It's clever, but not what I was expecting when I heard, oh, I like Das Racist. I'm like, uh-oh, I want nothing to do with you initially. And then there's bands that are named for places that have nothing to do with their own place. Bahamas, Beirut. No. And there's other bands that, like, there's a band called Lettuce. They're a funk band. There's nothing funky about Lettuce.
They're a great band, though. They're doing great stuff
again,
with the Lettuce.
Great bands. There's a band called Mean Lady. She's not mean at all. They're actually quite nice from what I've heard. There's a band called The Police. It's English. Sting is in that band. There's nothing to do with cops there.
Yeah, but Sting, he can pretty much do whatever he wants. I think it's okay.
There's a bunch of Steves that lie to you. There's Delicate Steve. There's Seasick Steve. Neither of them have anything to do with their names except maybe their name is Steve. There's a band called Small Faces, but their faces are perfectly regular sized. I would have liked to see
them. They're English.
Yeah, again, the Psychedelic Furs. There's nothing really psychedelic about their music. Nor are they covered in fur.
Are you feeling jealous because you could actually have a band name with your name that would work as a metal band?
Yeah, I would.
All of these people aren't actually
just faking it, Spence. Yeah. They're taking the easy way out. There's a band called Architecture in Helsinki. That's a book with lots of photographic illustrations. It's not a band. There's a band called Mumford & Sons in which no one is a father. That's a straight-up lie.
Come on. Come on, guys. I bet they're English.
Yeah. The worst of them all, Bare Naked Ladies. Now, a lot of people went to their concert and were severely disappointed to find balding Canadians, all men.
That is until they played If I Had $1 Million. And then the house tore down because it's so good.
The worst lie of all is also an English lie. There's a band from England that does not make hip-hop music, and their name is Egyptian Hip-Hop. What the actual hell, Dave?
I think you can see the common thread in all this. English people lie all the time.
All right, so here's my choice for the worst misleading band name that straight up lies to you. There's a band, and their name is Chinese Man. And you're thinking, oh, that's cool, I guess. I mean, maybe he's just a Chinese man that wants to, like, let people know that he's a Chinese man and he's proud of making music. In reality, this is how they sound. Turns out Chinese man are a bunch of French DJs.
If I had to guess, that's what I would have said. Yeah. That's French.
And that is the worst kind of lying. Don't do that. Don't pretend to be a Chinese man when you're in fact a French DJ.
Those guys. French DJs are always pretending to be something else. Like those Daft Punk guys.
Exactly.
Like they're wearing space helmets. Like, come on, guys. Like, I know yourself. You're not from outer space.
They don't make punk music. That's another lie.
But they are daft.
Yes.
See? They're so misleading.
Spence, where can you mislead us?
I like this band name. It starts with St. Paul. So you're thinking
church music.
Okay, it's going to be like uplifting, you know, and then it ends with "and the broken bones."
I'm thinking, oh, this is like Catholic guilt stuff. Maybe it's like self-flagellation. It's like those monks that hit themselves in the forehead.
Yeah. I'm not sure what to make of that. I mean, is this going to be like happy music? Is this going to be death metal? What, it could be anywhere in between. And then you look at a picture of the lead singer. And it's this kind of roly-poly white dude with glasses that looks really nerdly.
Nice.
So you think, all right, well, maybe this is going to be emo or something. You know, it could be anything, but not what you hear coming out of his mouth.
No, so, Spence, you don't want them to visually mislead you, it seems like. You want them to fit whatever visual category you have for them. And if they're not doing it, you're upset.
That's right. Exactly.
Look the part. That's why Chinese man's is so particularly offensive. They do not look like Chinese men in the least.
So this is St. Paul and the Broken Bones, and the song is "It's Midnight."
Ooh. It's like Stax record. I'm hearing a soul vibe, Spence.
Wait for it.
Son, it won't go away. That old heartache, it won't stop the rain. Please just try, boy. Just find the Lord. If you can hear him say, just sit and pray.
That's another one, Spence. You pick that up in the bargain bin. You're like, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, chubby white guy. Wait, that's someone switched the CD out. That's not the right one.
I enjoyed their take on music there. Pretty fun. I'd go see that chubby guy sing some songs. He's belting it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit of extra girth can help you project.
He's a very energetic performer if you ever watch a video.
I love it. Well, we've really misled the people. These bands, they're making good music, but it's not at all what you expect from their look and from their names. I think we've really presented some misleading music this week.
And I think that the moral of it is sometimes it's okay to mislead unless you're a French DJ.
Yeah. You got to deliver the goods.
Yeah.
You don't want people to be like, I was expecting something awesome and you gave me something crap. So give them something, let them expect something crap and give them something awesome if you're going to mislead them.
Yeah. So speaking of misleading.
Yeah.
We like to mislead people at the end of the podcast. I talked to you about it last week. Still, we get lots of questions. Yeah. Just they come pouring in. I put it out in the Ethernet, and they're still coming in. And I think we got a great one tonight. This is actually from Delhi in St. Paul, Minnesota. He says, I have to sing karaoke at a work event this week.
Oh.
What should I pick to impress my boss?
Dave, that's the easiest question I've ever had to answer on this show, especially considering the timing. Delhi, in less than a week, very soon, there'll be a momentous heavenly occurrence. It almost never happens. There is going to be a total solar eclipse. You get up there that night, you get up to the night before, you get up to the week of, and you pick Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart, and you kill it, Delhi. That's all you got to do. And you walk out, and your boss is like, would you just like my job? Here it's yours. Run the company.
So, Delhi, you could do that if you want to get fired. but, Delhi, if you want to impress your boss and prove to him or her, I don't know which, that you're truly a man of spirit and worth, you're going to sing Bruce Springsteen. You're going to do this every time. And you're going to pick Thunder Road.
Thunder Road.
Because there's no other Springsteen song you want to be up there belting out. Born to Run, I don't think you're ready for it. Just go with Thunder Road, bring it home, and your boss is going to be impressed.
I don't know, Dave. I don't know if that's going to impress him. I'm assuming that this guy's boss is a peaceful dude. Nobody really likes war.
No. So what is it good for?
I would put on Edwin Starr.
Yeah. What is it good for, Dave?
Relate to.
I was thinking, my first thought, Spence, was that if this was you in this position, you'd go up to the karaoke beat, the guy operator, and you'd be like, can I get a comprehensive list of BPM, beats per minute, for all these songs? What's the one with the lowest number of beats per minute? That's the one I want to pick.
It'd be a crosstab. You'd need beats per minute and number of minor keys or minor chords in the song.
I want to just run a quick algorithm on these.
Yeah.
I don't think I've done karaoke in like 15 years. Do you guys have a karaoke song?
Yeah.
What do
Absolutely.
You do?
Absolutely. Dave, we're going to have to save this for episode 3.
Oh, jeez. Cliffhanger!
No, I'm just kidding. My karaoke song is Sex Machine, James Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Get on up! Dun, 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 dun.
Mine would definitely be Thunder Road. Yeah, I've sung that song in a lot of places, a lot of times, and I can belt it out. I could sing along with Bruce on that one.
Dave, I formally invite you to come visit Madison, Wisconsin, right near State Street on the College Crowd. It's this little dive kind of hole in the wall bar that's a karaoke bar called Karaoke Kid, and I will happily pay to get you a turn on Thunder Road in Madison, Wisconsin. You'd blow people away.
Next time I'm there, okay. I'm in.
All right.
Spence, you got one? You're not the karaoke kind.
No, I don't know that I've ever done karaoke.
Most of the karaoke bars have a strict must-wear pants performance policy, and so they just – Spence gets kicked out before he gets up to sing.
Yeah. Besides Spence, that, it'd probably be Right Said Fred.
Yeah.
So I'm already not wearing pants. It just becomes a striptease. And
you know how much money I would pay to see Spence sing Right Said Fred's I'm Too Sexy in a public location for strangers?
Oh,
Now that, listeners, is a gift. This was theme
songs.
There
you go. Theme songs episode 2. Thanks, guys.
Good night.